The Hypocrisy of PETA, David Sparks, Ag Information Network. Will Coggan, managing director of PETAKillsAnimals.com, talks about the way PETA thinks about livestock and ranchers.
Even if you have the best conditions for these animals, and let's say they stay at a five-star hotel and they have their own private masseuse every day, PETA would still say, well, you're still killing them for food in inhumane fashion in the slaughterhouse, and so that's just a whole terrible system. We shouldn't be doing that for animals.
A new report released by the Virginia Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services shows that of the animals that PETA received in 2020, the organization's shelter only adopted out 1.5% and euthanized 66%. Specifically, PETA's Lone Animal Shelter, located at the organization's headquarters in Norfolk, Virginia, euthanized 1,759 cats, dogs, and other pets in 2020. Statistically, this means that PETA euthanized nearly 2 in 3 of the animals it received over the course of 2020. They only adopted out 41 pets, about 1.5% of the total number of animals it received last year. This minuscule number becomes more egregious when considering 2020 saw U.S. shelters experience record high numbers of adoptions. The figures come from animal custody records filed by PETA with the Virginia Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services. I wonder if they made fur coats out of the animals they euthanized. Produced by the Ag Information Network.